mean, the obvious one is his football pedigree, both the playing, coaching, but also he's had this broad experience now as in the media and in football management. I think his whole of club leadership stood out. His understanding that we're a new market and need to be obviously out there promoting the game heavily. And he fitted thirdly our culture and values and sort of align with where we're trying to take our club as a whole.
Are we really going to do that all the way through? Are we seriously going to do that all the way through today?
Of course we are.
That was the voice of Andrew Travis talking about Rocket Eid. And Rocket Eid's been good enough to join us again on 1116 SCN. Good on you, Rocket. Thanks very much for joining us, mate, and congratulations.
Thanks, Mark. I can't believe Ox doesn't like Rodney Dangerfield.
No, I do like...
I didn't even know who he was, mate.
Rocket, I do like him, but I prefer Rodney...
Caddyshack, one of the best films of all time. Oh, nice, great. Three bottle of soup with that.
Yeah, all that stuff, Rocket.
I prefer Rodney Rood. Do you like Rodney Rood?
Oh, you're a Sunday boy.
Yeah, I am a Sunday boy, aren't you? Yeah. Rocket, well done. Did it catch you off guard a little bit?
Yeah, it did. It happened very quickly. You hear rumours that maybe they were going to talk and I was on the list or whatever the case may be, but they didn't first talk to me till last Friday or phone, and then it just accelerated really quickly, and I probably reconciled that I wasn't going to coach again, and that was fine. But it, I think it was a few times it's lit the embers are there. I suppose as a coach, you always think like a coach, and then become a raging inferno by Monday, and everything's worked out well, so it's good, excited.
I can imagine. I've been listening to you talk since you've got the job, Rocket, that you're keen to get going and the embers are lit and all that kind of stuff. When you finally get your hands dirty and you're back at training, what's the thing that you're really looking forward to getting into?
I think really just the age and game profile of the list, and relatively young, obviously, still 21, 22, 23, but just the education process of teaching these guys that obviously have played a fair bit on natural talent from a younger age, but be able to, I suppose, be creative and be able to get the basics right, but then be able to teach the nuances of the game to be able to get advantages over the opposition. So I think there's quite a bit of talent there you can do with the midfield and forward, etc. like that. So I think that part of be able to have some strong coaching, but be able to educate these players.
How do you go, Rocket? You come into the start of a season pretty late, so I suggest they have most of their assistant coaches and their staff sorted out. Do you have any say in what happens from there, or is it, do you have to leave it as it is? What are you going to do?
No, I'll leave it as it is. There's everyone's under contract, so I'm happy to work with the guys that are there. From all reports, and I know some of them. I know all of them who they are, but I know personally probably half of them, and they're all good quality guys, and I've heard good reports about their coaching as well, so just certainly looking forward to working with them.
You're at Disneyland at the Westpac Centre, Rodney, as far as equipment and everything you had at your disposal, mate. Football Disneyland, it is, of course. What about at the Gold Coast? What sort of facilities will you be operating under?
No, it's fairly limited, to be honest, and average. It's now the new facilities will be start working on close to Christmas, and it'll take 12 months. They're building a new facility, but we're still operating the gyms in a big sort of shed, I suppose, and the offices are actually demountables. So it's still back to fairly basic. Facilities as such, but I think that's all credit to the club, what they've been able to build culture-wise, and the players all want to stay and want to build something really special. So I think, from all reports, a very good group to work with.
Got your forward line coaches sorted?
Forward line coaches? Why? What do you think?
Well, wondering. I remember last time we were together, Rocket, we had pretty good success.
Oh, Ox, you're putting in for an... I don't know where I'm coming from there, Ox. You had me stumped.
Well, you never know. Just if I'm up that way, I can...
to work with Ox. You're about to work with Big Charlie and...
There's a bit to work with.
And Harley and... I suppose Gazza played in there, so...
Well, no disrespect. The last project you gave me was Will Minson turned into a ruckman. Didn't have a lot to work with.
You did the best you could, mate. Yeah. Good ideas. That was good.
Hey, Rocket, you know I'm a Collingwood man, and you were at the Pies when it seemed like, you know, one person after another was dancing out of the place. Now, you're the latest person to dance out of the place. You understand what it looks like to other people who are looking at the club at the moment. What do you say to them now that you're leaving as well?
I think you've got to take every case in isolation. Like, everyone would know that you know, I'm leaving for what's perceived as a once in a lifetime job. I must admit, I can tell everyone I was extremely happy at Collingwood. It's a fantastic club. I think there's exciting times ahead for the club under Bucks. I think they've gone. They were very young this year. They've gone younger again. They've got some really good picks in the draft. So I think that'll be okay. As the people that have left, I mean, unfortunately, they're all nearly at the same time. Some retired and people get lumped in together. Some Collingwood have made the decision. Some left for money. So there's all different reasons, and I don't know whether they're... And everyone lumps them together in one bucket for some one reason. I think that's a bit unfair on the club. I think the club will be fine. Bucks is a good coach, and I've got no doubt that they'll be successful.
Rocket, you're on the other side of 50 now. Is your age got... Do you feel any different with coaching at this age after having a break? Do you think you learned more? Do you think you're in a better position than what you were at the Doggies in Sydney?
Well, I think I was in a better position at the Dogs compared to Sydney. I think it's a tough gig, and I think you learn on the job to a degree. And I've had experience as an assistant or whatever, and I think I learned a lot out of the Sydney experience. I think I was a far better coach at the Bulldogs. And having the 2 or 3 years off, I think I've learned a little bit at Collingwood and under Nathan, how they go about it differently, and which is good. I think we've always got to try and improve. And I think in many ways, the thing with younger players is obviously developing relationships with them, obviously giving feedback consistently. And I think as long as you're consistent and you can develop that relationship, I think what helps as well, I think a reasonable sense of humour. I think I'm funny anyway, but not many other people do. But I think if you can have that sort of formal and informal actually talk with the players, it's just not all about footy as well. I think that'll help. So, but from all accounts, the playing group really want to actually take their game to another level. So I think that's exciting for me.
So, Rocket, I heard you speak yesterday with the boys in the Morning Glory, and you're talking about generational change. I've seen you give feedback before about 10 years ago. It looked pretty sharp to me, to be fair, some of the sprays that you've handed out. I mean, when you look back at those days and you're talking about generational change, are those sprays going to be as sharp up there at the Gold Coast?
It depends on the circumstance. I mean, people don't see the feedback that goes on during the week. So sometimes those sprays happen, which is a last resort to people... don't do what they're told or what they're expected to do. So it's just about, it's another tool in your armory just to actually get an outcome. So that's what it is. It's about getting an outcome. And not every player's got to like you. It's all about respect. And but whether that's used or not, I don't know. Probably at some times it will be.
I would have loved one of those sprays. You know, I come from the generation who would have just loved it.
I don't know if you would have been able to handle it.
I would have loved it.
Hey, Rocket, Gary Ablett, he's got an injury at the moment. How's that going that you know of? And to you, adjusting into the side, how important is Gary to be, you know, a real ally of yours?
Oh, for sure. You know, that I'll certainly seek his counsel and seek his advice and his view on footy because, as you imagine, he's probably got a great footy brain. So I think it'd be a great resource from that aspect. His injury update that on his shoulder operation, most players when they have that type of shoulder operation do get what's called a frozen shoulder. It's expected. So he had a bit of a, not a clean out, a bit of a cleansing when they put some fluid through. He's come out of it extremely well. It was just a day procedure. He'll be right by November 17 to join in first day of pre-season. So he's all fine and really looking forward to working with him.
Rocket, I've spoken to the Ablett camp, and they've told me, and I've said this before on the radio station too, it's not just the shoulder, it's one of the bicep tendons ripped almost clean off. What's the latest with that? Because we always hear about the shoulder, but no one's saying anything about that bicep injury.
Oh, I haven't heard that, Mark, so that's news to me. So I can play dumb on that, so I'll have to check that up next week.
That's 100%. Like I said, I've actually spoken to Liam Pickering, his manager, and I was told that, and that's factual.
Yeah, okay. I haven't been spoken to, so...
Well, you have to get up there and arm wrestle him, Rocket, just to see how it is travelling.
Hey, I thought we could win one.
Where are you going to move into, Rocket? Where are they going to bunker you down?
No, I've just got to find an apartment at some stage over the next few weeks and probably a little bit out of the strip and closer to... obviously close to the ground and... just work with it and head down and bum up for footy.
Did the family move up there with you?
No, my daughter's going to year 12, so wife and I decided it's probably best for her to stay at the same school. So my wife will be in Melbourne with her, so that obviously it's only 4 or 5 weeks at the time we start till Christmas. So obviously the 9 months, now it's going to be difficult for everybody concerned, but hopefully, the 9 months, but I'll be up and back, and they'll be up and back a bit.
I was going to ask, that would have been a big decision, because I know Roosie stayed up in Sydney. He didn't want to come down when his young fella was finishing off year 12. Was that a huge part of the decision-making process for you?
Oh, yes, it was. There was a big discussion around it, and even my daughter was heavily involved. She's actually loves the footy, and she loves her dad coaching, so she was really wrapped at, so she actually pushed for the coaching job to go ahead. My wife was a bit of trepidation. She was excited on one aspect, but I think the tyranny of distance is obviously not great, but having said that, we think we'll work through it.
Rocket, if you win a flag up there at the Gold Coast, you're going to have the longest coaching streak to reach that flag, and I reckon everyone here at 1116 SEN, we'd all be happy for you, as long as it's not against the team that we barrack for. Good luck.
Thanks very much, Mark. Thanks, Ox.